The Rosie on the House Arizona Hour, driven by Sanderson Ford.
It started with a tiger walk. When you were going to be ready today, when you were going to start fast, it didn't look like it, but I got a little jacked up, ready to go.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Coach Ogeron starts with the letter C. That's right. Coach O. Let's go, Tigers. C is for coaching. Okay with me. I'm the Cajun Dominator in the SEC. C is for Cocho. I'll stomp you like a rocho. Cinco in Spanish starts with C.
Okay.
It's true. Double is for whipping Alabama.
A radio edit.
Get them bitches stretching.
Radio edit.
Make them eat some grass. Double is for winning. And C is for me. I'm the best coach in the SEC.
Go Tigers, huh?
Go Tigers. I had stole that from Walton and Johnson radio program, but how could you not at least talk just a little bit? If you're just tuning in and this is the first time you've heard the broadcast, our host Rosie is a Louisiana native. His mother is from New Roads. His father's from Welsh, Louisiana. I'm the first Romero born out of Louisiana in the bloodline since the Cajuns got there in the 1600s when they were exiled from
Acadia,
Canada.
Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm. So we've got a pretty deep root heritage into Louisiana. Now, we live in Arizona. We love Arizona. But how can you not, when your team's number one, we still have season tickets to Death Valley, Tiger Stadium. They're on the 48-yard line, the 42nd row, right below the press boxes. And we've had them since our grandfather, Rosie Sr., Dr. Rosie, was in med school at LSU. And Baby K was in Tiger Stadium. And according to her, 8.5 months pregnant with Uncle Rennie, when Billy Cannon won Halloween night, their first national championship, with the not only the punt return that he ran all the way back that you see over and over and over again, but then he tackled the Ole Miss player on the 2-yard line, keeping them out of the end zone as the clock expired to maintain that lead.
6-0 win.
Yeah, that Tiger blood runs thick.
So we had to at least do something for LSU Dane. Rosie's just walked in with his I see why it took you so long to get here. You were ironing your LSU visor and shirt and jersey.
He even brought in Mike the Tiger. We'll post a picture a little later. Yeah.
There was a...
Don't tell anybody. I even pressed my lucky LSU underwear.
And he's got a purple robe. If you stop by, man, you'll get the full view.
Well, aside from football rankings, at the beginning of the season, the Wall Street Journal posted college rankings. And Arizona, we had three major universities ranked within the top 500. U of A came in at 136. ASU came in at 224. What do you think the third one would be? Think Prescott. Aeronautical.
Serious? Embry-Riddle?
Embry-Riddle came
wow.
in at 285 out of the top 500 colleges in America. Now, if you wanted to find a college-ranked team at the time this came out, you would have to go all the way down to Ohio at 86 was the first ranked college team that came up in the
Scholastic
rankings. You had to drop pretty far down. Stanford was in there, but they dropped out of the rankings in football a long time
ago. So they're not smart anymore in Stanford?
Well,
maybe not.
No.
I tease. I have a friend
The football rankings, they dropped way out.
Oh, football. Okay.
At the LSU was 295. Alabama was, when it got to 400, everyone from 401 to 500 was all ranked the same. So Alabama was all the way down in the 400s, Clemson 188. Basically, school and football, education and football at college universities don't mesh.
Necessarily mesh, yes. Well, hey, I wanted to thank you for that interview you did for the first three segments with American Warrior Radio. That was very,
Ben Bueller Garcia. That was hard.
And I bet. And I just want to encourage all of us to, you know, he said it's more it's not really a celebration, it's an honoring. So let's make sure we honor our veterans no matter how you do it. There's parades all over the state. ArizonaRaisingKids.com has a great list. And you can, if you're not into the parades, at least say a prayer with your family, write a letter to a vet in your family or someone you know.
Amen.
Honor them.
Back here in Arizona, things going on today. Kingman's our featured staycation destination, and they have their 44th annual Arts and Crafts Fair going on today and tomorrow at Mojave County Fairgrounds. I'm assuming that's the same place as the rodeo grounds, right off of just south of 40. Really easy to find. And then if you missed it last night, you know, you got one more day to get out to the Brewing Showcase at Canal Convergence Water, Light, and Art Festival going on at the Scottsdale Waterfront, and drink beer made by Reclaim Water from the city of Scottsdale.
I'm looking forward after that LSU win to drink one.
You know, I was thinking about our tour at the city of Scottsdale Water Reclamation Unit. And you took a drink of the water. I took a drink of the water. But you know, our tour director never took a drink of the water.
Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that.
I don't know. I don't know why that occurred to me, but
he didn't run and start hiding behind a wall going, watch this.
Hey, just a quick tip for Monday, Veterans Day. All national parks are free for the whole family.
Nice.
Go and learn some history.
Very good. You also have Cave Creek Wild West Days going on this weekend. The 11th annual Pecan Classic Family Fun Run. And Tucson, Sorita, actually, it's a little south there, and Celebration of Art 2019, all those going on this weekend. You can find them in the events tab at Rosie on thehouse.com. And you know what? Go Tigers!